Hey guys, welcome back. It's been a long time coming. I've been on a couple months hiatus trying to figure out what to do next with the pod. I'm excited to be here in Pod Poli. I think that's how you say Pod Populi. Oh my gosh. Thanks, Janine, in the back telling me what's going on. I'm excited to be here with Pod Populi at their studio filming my podcast from now on. So we got that quality on fleek. But guys, it's been a crazy like 4 months just with modeling and influencing, traveling. I was in LA for a little bit trying to like get my creative juices flowing of what I want to do with this podcast. I want to bring in more guests in. I want to have more like talks from athletes to Vine stars. You're going to see a lot of cool people coming on the podcast, just talking about life, talking about dating, talking about how they got their start, success, failure. They're going to talk about it all. And that's what I wanted to share with you on the podcast, like all things that are, I think are valid for you guys to hear, valid for you guys to know. Cause not only, you know, people on the spotlight are actual human beings, they're real people and you got to get to know them from the inside. You can't ever judge a book by its cover. And that's, you know, something I really always wanted to show, on the podcast and bring to life. Cause you may see someone on social media and not really know who they are on the inside and you kind of getting the inside look on the podcast of who people really are. So I'm really excited to be back in this crazy like 4 months I think hiatus. So yeah, we're gonna get rolling with amazing episodes. We'll do like a catch-up podcast soon and I'll kind of tell you all after kind of fashion week. I'm about to be rolling into fashion week. It's gonna be crazy. I'm really excited. Like Miami Swim Week, I was in 14 shows and I didn't like have time to have fun. But this time for New York Fashion Week, I told my friend Allison, who I'm going with, I'm like, yo, we're having fun. We're gonna go party a little bit. I'm gonna drink a little bit. I'm gonna have fun because I was doing fashion shows till 4 a.m. in the morning in Miami and I was just exhausted and like I didn't get to go to all the fun parties like everyone else did. And it was my first Miami Swim Week, but this time I'm really gonna gear up and have a good time in New York and actually going back to the Carolinas tomorrow. I don't know when I'll air this podcast, but if we're talking, it's September 2nd and I'm gonna be going back and seeing a bunch of friends, seeing a bunch of family, going to some concerts, getting my Southern accent back like cranked up full volume before I go to New York, I guess, and then have a good time in New York Fashion Week. So I'll give you the updates on another episode about all that. But for now, I'm excited to bring back the podcast with one of my favorite people. Her name is Victoria too. So you know what? I had to bring back the podcast with another Victoria because why not? It's Validated by Victoria. We're going to bring in Validated by Victoria Squared right now. That's the podcast name for today. She is an amazing, beautiful human being. I met her through my mutual friend, Allison, who I always talk about. You saw her last season of the podcast. We talked for a long time and I'm really glad to have met her. We actually had little girls wine night last night. We had a lot of fun FaceTiming people. But we're going to talk about traveling, what's next in her life. You've probably seen her on a reality show, but this person is more than just a show. She's an amazing human being, and I'm really excited for you to get to know her. The one and only Victoria Larson. Get listen on to hear more about her and her journey. Hey guys, welcome back to Validated by Victoria. I'm here with the one and only Victoria Larson and Princess Coco Larson over here. What is up? You just got back from Europe. Like, tell me all about it. I'm gonna, yes. We have wine right now. We got Chardonnay. She ate her sushi while I was on another pod, and now I am going to eat while she talks about Europe because I'm curious about all the European travels. We were talking last night about it, but I want to know more.
Yeah. I was in Europe since May, and as soon as I landed, well, of course, I'm always grateful to come home to America, and I didn't do the paperwork correctly for my dog, but I'm like, okay, I'm safe in America, whatever, but immediately, too, I was like, why am I here? I want to leave again.
You were living your best life in Europe. Where did you go?
Yeah, so I started in London. I was going to home base in London, and the reason I went there, too, is like, Miami's crazy right now. So I was living in Miami for winter. My rent went up again and I was just like, dude, I don't want to pay this much to live in Miami for summer.
Florida rent is like insane right now.
Insane. So I was like, wait a minute, I could spend this money in Europe. So I was going to home base in London and then I got there and it was just as expensive. And I didn't actually know this, but London isn't part of the EU anymore because of Brexit. So it was difficult with the dogs to get back and forth. So I ended up kind of home basing in Paris. I would travel around and then come back to Paris to kind of just, you know, center ground. Like, city life is so easy.
Do you like Paris over London or London over Paris? Like,
so I had like I fell in love with Paris this summer, but then by the end of it, I was like, this city's dirty and the people are so arrogant. Like, what did I do all summer?
Every time I think of Paris, there's this guy on TikTok and it's like this new trend where it's like judging people and he's like giving people in Paris the same attitude that they give me. And I'm just like, that's my vision of Paris. I've never even been. So like,
well,
I'm
Paris is interesting. And I actually got really lucky. Like, I met super amazing people and like had such amazing experiences there. So I enjoyed it, but I don't speak French. So it got difficult.
I'd be like, croissant, that's it.
Croissant. But yeah, so that was good. I went to south of France. I went to Spain. I love Spain.
Spain's the bomb. Yeah. I've been to Spain and I love Spain. Spanish people, out of this world.
Yeah, and just the water over there was so much more fun for swimming because, like, sadly, like, the Florida water is so seaweedy.
Yeah.
From, like, all the littering. Stop littering, guys.
Yeah, literally. Literally. My God, I'm done. I just made a pun. Stop littering. Like, and it's kind of a little dirty in Miami too.
I know. So I just like loved swimming in the oceans over there. And just honestly too. So like after The Bachelor, like some people recognized me in Europe, still Americans, but I felt like I could be me, Victoria, not the queen. Like, cause here people would recognize me, not even an insane amount, but just like, enough to make me self-conscious, and over there I just had my freedom again and could be myself, so I loved it.
That's amazing, and it's nice to like go somewhere and just be able to be yourself, because you know, around here I know people do recognize you from The Bachelor and you kind of still stick around with that stigma. We were talking about that last night. I mean, I've never even seen your episode. I saw you with the brunette hair. I'm like, that? No, I like Victoria.
the blonde.
I love the blonde version of Victoria. And I know you were telling me some things about that, but I'm glad you got like this kind of break and like from America and just kind of got to like reset.
Yeah,
I guess.
Be myself again. And now from my travels, because I've been going to Europe for like 10 years, but obviously not with COVID.
Yeah.
And then I was living in LA for a while, so it was so dang far. Like, I went from LA to Croatia once. It was like 11 hours. It's like too much
for me.
So being on this side of the US, it's like easier to pop over, but I just stayed over. I didn't even pop back. But so
I know, I didn't know when you were coming back. And then I remember Allison had messaged me. She's like, Victoria's coming back. I'm like, what? Really? I thought you were like dead set, like Euro girl for life. I mean, you're going back, right?
Well, I came back because I used to be a nanny here and the little girl's turning 8. So I have to come back for her birthday.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was like, I've been watching your stories and I was kind of little like having FOMO. I'm like, oh man, I want to be in Europe.
Well, that's why though I did try to share, like, there was ups and downs. It was not all a walk in the park. Like, I was there for so long that I was living normal life, and you know, normal life isn't always perfect. Yeah. So I definitely had ups and downs, but I feel like that made me get so much stronger because I stuck it out. And everything always works out. Like, life is pretty great. So,
and you're gonna go back. When are you planning on going back?
Yes. So I'm going back to, I'm going to pick a country to go to in Europe to break up the travel. And then I'm going to Dubai and then Bali to work on a really exciting project.
Oh, yeah. I know you don't want to reveal all the details.
Yeah.
But you've been talking about it. Like,
it's super creative and it's going to, you know, be utilized to help the world, like, be more sustainable. And help people feel confident and beautiful. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. And you said it's going to launch in Bali, right?
Well, I'm going to launch it in Ibiza.
Okay.
So
fun.
I was partying a lot when I went to Ibiza 10 years ago. So to go back this summer and not party was so like a huge hump for me to cross. Yeah. And I ended up, you know, connecting with the right people. And now I have a really exciting project. So it was good for me to listen to my intuition and like chill with the partying, because you're the same as me. Like, we're in all the right rooms with the right people. Yeah. So like, why do I want to not be the best version of myself?
Exactly. So, I feel like I'm just phased out of like the hardcore partying anymore. It just doesn't allure to me. But I mean, sometimes I'll do it. I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm not going to say no to a good time, but it's good to like network and get out there. Maintain. But I thought Ibiza was just full on partying.
No, absolutely it is. But also the island of Ibiza is like super magical because there's this rock called Esvedra. Ooh. And it's one of the like magnetism points. So it's similar to like the rocks in Sedona, how it's like an energy field.
That's nice.
That's why Ibiza has so much magic. And of course, there's the best parties in the world, the best DJs, but the island itself, the nature of the island, which is getting really popular, like the north side of the island, is just magic.
See, I've only been to Mallorca, which is below, and it was beautiful.
Spain, yeah.
Yeah, so I really want to go to Ibiza. Ibiza, that's how they say it.
Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Miami to Ibiza. Yeah, come next summer.
I definitely want to come and see, like, you launch all your amazing business. I'm so excited for
you. Yeah, so, and then another thing I want to launch, I have to go to LA to work on. I just hate how LA is so far, but basically, this summer gave me the freedom to, like, get my creative juices flowing again, so I'm really happy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that. I was just talking earlier about, like, this summer, I've just kind of been really focused, like, what's next for me with business and in life, instead of just, like, partying every day this summer. I've been like, all right, we got to make a business plan. I'm getting older. You feel that? Like, I don't want to come up on 30, but it's coming fast, and I'm like, it's time to, like, make a change for myself. I can't keep doing all these, like, little kid, I feel like, or young adult things. It's time to be like a woman and boss babe. So
yeah, it feels good. Like, I'm turning 30 this year as well. I think that's why else I'm going everywhere. Like, I'm probably low-key freaking out, but I also feel like so grateful to have the courage and the freedom to travel finally and do everything. And I was like, really like, oh, I want to go to Europe and meet a guy. Like, I want my kids to be international. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm international. Like, I'll give that gift to my kids regardless.
I love that spirit. Cause it's like, you know what? F men. I'm not gonna like go F men get money. Like, you know, you just do your own thing.
I still want an international man, but
we're gonna like spin into like European guys versus American guys.
Cause
we were talking about that last night.
Being back, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, the guys here,
they're... But wait, we gotta have no wine. We gotta take a sip before we start talking about dating, because dating sucks for me here.
I'm gonna take a big sip for this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna need a big sip.
Put the straw in the bottle for this one.
I should have put the bottle in the cooler. But yeah, like, we were talking about... So we all hung out last night. We were just, like, talking about everything. We're talking about European guys versus American guys. And I tell you what, dating here sucks.
I mean, also, though, too, like, since I've been back, I think... I hate to say it, but, like, men are... They like a game, from what I've seen. So, like, since I was gone for so long, now that I'm back, like, they're, like, kissing the ground I walk on, which is good, but...
She's got to be away for a little bit.
And I think it's, too, is, like, the attitude of, like, because I'm focusing on my businesses and doing all these things, now the guys are interested. Like, it's part of that, too, you know? Like, no... I think men are providers and want to give, but they don't want to feel that they... need to, unless you have that type of man, but that's not typically the one I go for.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like anyone in life, like, I feel like I'm more attracted to women as friends, like, who have stuff going on for them.
Yeah. And we have such a good girl group that is always, you know, putting themselves out there and keep on going. So,
like, I'm attracted to those kind of people in general. Like,
absolutely. Go-getters. That's why this one guy I met in Paris, I don't want to say, but he lives somewhere else. And I'm like, dude, he's so hot, because he was the one who motivated me to not party just by his example. And like, he's just like works and is always networking. And I'm like, oh, that's so hot.
I feel like now, it used to be for me, I'm like, oh, I like the guy who gets the table at the club. And I'm like, who am I? I like look back at that.
No, I've always liked the club owners.
The club, well, you were a little bit more elevated than me. I'm like, oh, who's getting the table?
Heck,
and then
no.
I would go, and that's who I would be attracted to. And now I'm like, oh, I'm more of like the business suit kind of guy. I like family. There's like another thing on TikTok, because I literally watch TikTok nonstop. I watch TikTok. I don't watch TV. And there's like this girl who like records all the men in like New York City, like coming out of the office in their suits. And I'm like, oh, that's my kind of man.
Oh no. For me, I don't like that because I'm such a free spirit. Like someone who works a 9-to-5, like I have this guy in Boca I like, and he owns his own business. So he's working every day, which is cool. But then there's like, I don't know. Like I like someone who has more freedom in their schedule.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they're, you know, because I'm 30, so I like mid-30s. Like, they're still working really hard and, you know, I don't know. But then if you go for, like, 40, they have more free time.
Coco,
which do you like?
Coco agrees.
Coco.
Do you like Europe or do you like America better?
I think she likes Europe. Like, she's getting antsy, like, where are we going?
She stared at me. You like Europe or America? I think she's a Parisian puppy.
Yeah, it took her a while, but then she liked Paris. She liked... I brought her to Mykonos. It was super windy, but she liked London, all the parks.
How was it traveling with your dog? Because, like, I mean, I have a dog child, and I love that you took her everywhere. I think that's just amazing. You're a good dog mom.
Yeah, she's an assistance dog, so she helps me, and...
You're an assistant.
She's my assistant.
She's like, nah, I'm the queen. You're the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You are.
No, but actually to go to Dubai and Bali, I can't bring her. So I have to figure that out.
I've been scratching her the whole time and she's like.
The neediest.
Oh, you're just a good girl. Like Coco is like literally queen and she like. She attracts everyone, too, because, like, last night we were at dinner, and...
I swear, one time I was like, Coco, go find me a doctor. This was in L.A., and I swear, like, 5 seconds later, this guy comes over to me, and he's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. And then I was like, Coco, get mommy a surgeon. And then, I swear, 5 seconds later, a guy comes over, he's a surgeon.
Coco, are you a wing woman? Are you gonna tell me?
Coco, go get Victoria 2 an athlete.
Run fast now. We're running out of time before I hit 30, Coco. I'm done. Coco, you're the plug.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So cute. I need to teach Daisy how to do that. So, okay. You got European travels next, but you're going to be here in Florida for a little bit.
Yeah. So I was going to go to New York as well, but then I think I'm going to stay here for a couple weeks. Florida is such a good home base. And like every time I'm here, I feel so happy. Like I love my friends.
And you're from here or is your family live here?
No. So I grew up in New York. Okay. And then my family moved to Tampa when I was in high school. I went to FSU at 17, academic scholarship.
Yeah. Okay. Pause, because that's like something you told me and I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, you had that stigma around you from whatever and you're like, no, I went to college when I was 17 by.
I'm yeah. Like, well, I went early because
you're smart.
I don't know. Yeah. No, because I was like ready to get out of my house. Like yeah. I don't know. I was just very like that. But then I dropped out of school to go to Ibiza. Like my parents were like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I have money in my account. And they're like, that's your scholarship money. Like you have to get classes with that. And I was like, no.
I mean, so honestly, crazy. Life experiences over school. For someone who's been in school for freaking 8 years of their life, I think I've learned more from life experiences and travel than I have ever have sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not like knocking, like going to college. I mean, you know, I do
drop
think
out.
I do think it's beneficial. And I went to law school, like Jesus. I do think it's very beneficial, but at the same time, I do feel like if you don't experience life, like I have friends who like made straight A's in law school and they work at CVS.
No, absolutely. Like well, that's crazy, but I had to look at it like that. Like, cause I was down on myself for a while. Like I just didn't have the energy to sit in a classroom. And even this past winter, I dropped out of esthetician school. I'm just very like, I get FOMO, I guess. I'm just like, I want to do things. I don't want to sit here.
Yeah.
And a lot of schools like putting in the hours, but like I've put in the hours to create businesses and do other things. Like I just don't, I could do the tests and the paperwork in shorter time, so why do I have to sit and do the class? Like it was just not my thing.
But you're more of a free spirit. I've never been someone who can sit under fluorescent lights and do a 9-to-5. That's just not me.
Oh,
I like to travel. I like to like be myself. I like to work on the go. So I mean I totally get that.
Yeah, because I feel like too then we're authentically all the time. A lot people I know that do the 9 to 5, then they're like raging on the weekends and they get in this different circuit. Like, I'd rather just, you know, do whatever I want, yeah, whenever I want.
And I was talking to one of my friends and I was talking about hometown and how like everyone just gets married. Get married by a certain age, have kids by a certain age. And I'm like,
and there's nothing wrong with that. Cause no. I wanted that for a long time. Same. Thank God I didn't get that.
Yeah. I think God just had like bigger plans for me and you. And I'm kind of glad that I've met you and we've gone on this like amazing path and journey in Florida together. And I hope to like meet up with you on the European travels.
I invited you this summer. I know.
Honestly, my passport has been expired for a minute now. Oh, so I got to go this week and get it done. But I'm going to finish the sushi now. We're going to finish this bottle of wine. We didn't really drink a lot because we were just chatting it up. And you've brought some good points. Like, I'm so glad people kind of got an inside look at your life. You're just this boss ass. I'm sorry. I'm going to say the cuss word, boss ass bitch, who's doing amazing things, traveling the world. And you got a lot of incredible stuff about to happen in your life. And yes, so everyone, like, watch out for Victoria.
And I will admit, I'm not normal. Like, I may be crazy, but I'm not mean. Like, they made me look mean. I'm not mean.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I don't like how these reality shows, spin things sometimes. And you know how it is. I have some friends on other shows, and they came out as a villain, but they're one of the nicest people I've ever met. But honestly, when I met you, I didn't even really know, because I don't watch TV, so I didn't know you were. So I just got to know you for you, and then you told me the other stuff, and I've heard the other stuff, and I'm like, nah, she's, like, the coolest person I ever met. So I'm glad to have met you. Victoria Squared, validated by Victoria Squared happening right now. But thank you for joining on the podcast. I'm so glad to have you here, and it's the first podcast back, so. This is amazing. So tune into the next episode of Validated by Victoria. If you like this episode, subscribe, like, comment, do what you got to do, because we want to keep pumping out these episodes on the pod. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. I appreciate you being here. Cheers, Victoria.
Cheers.